from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives facing a Friday night deadline to approve funding to keep the government open rallied enough votes within their own party to pass the bill. That happened late Thursday, and now it faces a tough fight in the U.S. Senate. Speaker Paul Ryan is the top Republican in the House.
It is risky, it is reckless, and it is wrong. I ask the American people to understand this. The only people standing in the way of keeping the government open are Senate Democrats.
Democratic Party Representative Adam Schiff speaks about the lack of communication between the White House and congressional Republican leadership over the spending measure.
There's little discussion coordination between the president and the GOP leadership here. And it's hard to negotiate when there's a moving target, when the president doesn't know his own mind, or is moved in one direction or another, depending on the last person he talked to.
Lawmakers had two options, either agree on a one-month temporary spending measure, known on Capitol Hill as a continuing resolution, or shut down the government until funding can be agreed upon. U.S. Department of Homeland Security has removed Haiti, Belize, and Samoa from a list of countries whose citizens are eligible for temporary work visas in the United States. That announcement comes a week after President Trump reportedly used a vulgar word to describe Haiti, El Salvador, and the countries of Africa. Senior Zimbabwe opposition leader Roy Bennett, his wife, and three others were killed in a helicopter crash in the U.S. state of New Mexico. Unclear right now while Bennett was in New Mexico. This is VOA News.